With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Some political observers claim a big chunk of GOP voters won't vote for former President Trump if he becomes the party's presidential nominee in November. But correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that recent polling finds that only a small portion of Republicans feel that way.
Former President Trump celebrating three easy contest wins this past weekend.
We put on a rocket to the Republican nomination.
But AP VoteCast surveys find there is weakness. Among those who voted for Donald Trump in 2020, about 10% say they won't do so again. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Mr. Trump's victories come days before Super Tuesday, with elections in 16 states, including North Carolina and Virginia, where thousands of enthusiastic supporters gathered for an evening rally in downtown Richmond. The primaries will be the largest day of voting of the year ahead of November's general election, which is shaping up as a likely rematch of 2020 between Trump and President Biden. Also at SRNNews.com, a senior U.S. official says Israel has essentially endorsed a framework of a proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. It's now up to Hamas to agree to it. More from the BBC.
It's relatively good news that unconfirmed reports via the United States and also now from Cairo seem to suggest that both sides, the Israelis and Hamas, acknowledge that we could be close to some sort of truce. But that doesn't mean we're over the line yet, because there are some key sticking points.
According to the U.S. officials, Israelis have more or less accepted the proposal. It includes the six-week ceasefire in Gaza, as well as the release by Hamas of hostages considered vulnerable. Mediators in Egypt and Qatar are expected to receive a response today. This is SRN News. One of the world's favorite Christmas Christian platforms blocked by China.
If you live in mainland China, you can no longer access Pray.com. The Communist Party has removed the site from the Apple App Store as part of its ongoing effort to limit the spread and practice of Christianity. Pray.com CEO Steve Gattena says, quote, "Our team is exploring alternative avenues to deliver our content and services to the people in China. More than 16 million people around the world use the app, making it the number one daily prayer platform." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The head of the Jewish community in Denmark says the number of anti-Semitic incidents registered since the October 7th attack on Israel that ignited the war in Gaza have reached levels not seen since World War II. In 2023, 121 incidents were recorded in Denmark, chiefly online. This is SRN News. New restrictions on college athletes in Utah when it comes to NIL.
Athletes there who are looking to profit off their name, likeness, and/or image will have to seek written approval from the school for any business deal exceeding $600. The state Senate giving final approval to the bill, and that gives universities more control over athletes' marketing partnerships. Schools in Utah will be required to provide the student-athlete with a written acknowledgement on whether the NIL deal conflicts with the school's policies or the standards outlined in the measure. Jason Walker reporting.
Hoboken, New Jersey, a city of nearly 60,000, recently marked 7 consecutive years without a traffic death. Officials there credit their decision to take away some street parking, a change that increases visibility for motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians. More details at srnnews.com.